This podcast episode is dedicated to empowering sensitive people to recognize their trait as sensory intelligence
and bring their unique gifts into service for the crucial roles we play in communities, businesses, and leadership globally. I'm Julie Bieland, sensitivity expert, psychotherapist, and founder of the online Sensitive Empowerment Community.
I'm Willow McIntosh, founder of Inluminance and leader of the High Sensory Intelligence Movement. We hope you enjoy this episode.
I want to give you a quick update before we start this episode, and that is that I have some free masterclasses coming up that I'd love to invite you to. They're free to register. You'll also get a replay if you register. One is about high sensitivity and anxiety, and one is called Reach Financial Freedom, Growing a Heart-Centered Online Business, and that's for HSP practitioners, healers, therapists, coaches, et cetera, who want to learn how to grow multiple sources of income and just be in a place where you're free so that you can really do the work that you need to do as a healer and take time off to take care of your self-care and things like that. That's important for healers. And I'm going to be available to answer questions after these events. And you can find them, you can register free by going to my website, juliebieland.com or sensitiveconnection.com, and click on free resources. And there you will see where it says masterclasses, and you'll get a link to register free. If you can't find it for some reason, definitely just let me know. And yes, there is a replay if you register, and you'll get an email reminder and things like that as well. So look forward to seeing you there. Enjoy this event. Welcome, everyone. I'm Julie Bieland, joined by Willow McIntosh. And today's topic is Our Challenges Shape Our Purpose. So welcome, everyone. Hello, Willow.
Hi, Julie. Hi, great to be here.
Yes, nice to be here. Nice to chat about this subject. So this subject kind of came to me in a couple different ways. I've been thinking about lately about, you know, obviously we're under so many challenges. We were just talking with the community before we started recording, and this community, this recording is done in the live in the Sensitive Empowerment Community, which I love because then our members get to be here with us. And I was thinking about how even like the presenters we've had in the podcast, in the community, and Willow, you and I, our experiences, how we've even developed the work that we are doing right now, really started out of challenge, didn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it really gripped me as I started to consider this topic this week. And yes, my journey absolutely came and began in challenge. And challenge has been such a powerful motivator, but also a powerful process for me as I've come to do the work that I do today. It's really made me who I am, shaped me to do the work that I'm doing. And I think it's such an interesting topic to start to look at reframing challenge in this way.
Yeah, it's empowering, isn't it? It's empowering to, and that's what I want to do by talking about this subject. I want to empower HSPs to understand that even though things are incredibly challenging right now, and it's sort of just stacking up one thing after another, that there is something that can come out of this that can be profound for us. And it's something that I've seen as a common theme among so many of the presenters that I've interviewed and us, and thinking about how the things that we really struggled with and in our lives really do end up being these things that shape us and they help us find our purpose. And I want that to come out of this. And I was reading something the other day and this just really struck me, and I want to share it with you guys because I just found it so interesting to compare it like this. So we're going to talk about
For example, think about how if you're lifting heavy weights, right? You're trying to build up your muscles and you're lifting weights. What you're actually doing is tearing down muscle tissue when you're lifting heavy weights. But then when we're feeding the body with the right nutrition and we're taking care of the body in the right ways afterwards, the muscles repair themselves and they become even stronger than they were before. So I like to think of this in terms of challenge too, in the same way that even though we might be torn down by things that are going on, by the challenges that we're going through, I absolutely know with certainty that if we're doing the right care and the right kind of balance and we're working on this in a healthy way, and we've talked about so much of this on all the episodes, that I hope that anybody that's listening has been listening to all of our episodes, because we've been sharing lots of these kinds of tips and tools and support for you. But if you think of it like this, how muscles are, if we build up, we can be stronger after this. And I know this with certainty because some of the most strongest people that I know are the ones who came from challenge, from real, it's almost like the stronger the challenge, the stronger the person. If you are willing to put the work into repair and doing it in a healthy way. And just the fact that you're listening means that you're doing that. And that excites me. Isn't that so interesting, Willow, to think of it like that?
It really is. It's such a great way of looking at it. Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. It, you know, life is challenging whether we like it or not. There's literally no way of avoiding challenge in life. And I think for us as HSPs, it's so important to remember that we do grow and we do develop and we do come through challenge and we are stronger as a result. And it really, this analogy is so good because it is about providing ourselves with the right nutrition in terms of self-care and motivation and encouragement and love to support us through these challenges, to enable us to look at them from a bird's eye view, which is much easier said with hindsight than when it's actually happening. But, you know, to look at our challenges in life and consider, okay, I'm going through this for a reason. There's going to be good that comes from this. I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to be further along my path in terms of development, and I'll never be the same again. There will be a positive shift as a result of this. And I think when we look at challenges like that, it so helps us to draw that nutrition and draw that strength from the challenge, and therefore, you know, help us to come through the other side. And I can remember when I was living in Brighton, when I was younger, a friend of mine had this fridge magnet on her fridge, which I used to love every time I'd go in there. And it said, it will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's because it's not the end. and you know, it's so interesting because whenever I face challenge or whenever I'm supporting someone through a challenge, it always changes. There is always a shift and we always come through it. And actually, when we consider the world and the history of the world is evolving towards good. I know that I hear myself saying this a lot, and I know there's a lot of atrocities and a great deal of struggle and difficulty in the world. But when we consider the evolution of how everything's moving forward, it's moving towards good. The changes that we're creating and the hardship that we've been through as a race in terms of equality and the economy and the environment, we make such amazing progress, and it's all as a result of challenge.
Yeah, I love the quotes that you bring into our episodes, Willow. It's so fun. You got a good memory to remember all these quotes.
Thank you. I don't know, they just pop up in my head.
Love it. Yeah, you know, that's the thing, is that to understand, and I think that we've been trying to give this message in all of our episodes too, about the fact that, like, if we're thinking of real building that muscle up, you know, building that strength up, building that resiliency up, we have to do it in the way that works for the sensitive system, not what the 80% are doing, but what we need to do for those of us that have this trait. For those of us that really are up high on this sensitivity scale, this is definitely something that we need to understand about ourselves. And through the community, we've been having such amazing discussions about this. And, you know, and I was thinking about how I want to just make a statement about downtime, about alone time as an HSP. This is a medical necessity for HSPs. This is not a luxury. And what I mean by that is, if you think of, you know, pushing the gas pedal on a car and you just floor it all day long, you know, what's going to happen to that engine? It's going to burn. It's going to burn out. And for sensitive people, our nervous system is more sensitive than the majority of the population. It's that way for a reason. There's gifts attached to it. But we also have to, understand that we have to take care of ourselves in a particular way. And having that downtime, quiet time, alone time, and I'm talking to, and I really want to talk to parents especially too, especially if you've got young children at home, this is a problem. And if we are not having time to ourselves to really turn off, and I don't mean scrolling social media when we're turning off, that's not turning off because you're still taking in information. I'm talking about not taking in any new information for 1 to 2 hours a day, preferably the 2 hours. And I know a lot of HSPs tell me I don't have time for that, but I promise you what ends up happening, if this nervous system container gets so full that we end up having, you know, developing chronic conditions, having our health worsen, we are emotionally reactive, our sensitivity challenges increase, in fact. And we need to have that time to empty out that nervous system container. So what that looks like is time alone, where you're not in the energetic space of another person, and you're not hearing another person too. Because I know a lot of parents will try to do this, and then they'll hear their kids in the other room, and they're actually not turning off. So I'm looking at things like alone time in nature, alone time meditating, alone time journaling. This is a chance for you to really shift the way you live. And what happens is we end up with energy again, and we end up with resiliency, and we reduce our sensitivities. Like, this is something that was so miraculous to me, that I could reduce my sensitivities if I was taking care of myself in the right way. So we've got to think about how we're building ourselves up, how we're prepping ourselves through these challenges. What do you think, Willow?
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely. I love the way you started that with a medical necessity, and I couldn't agree more. This isn't something that's nice to do. It's something that is essential for us to do. And it only becomes really apparent that it's essential and how important it is when we just trust that we need to do this and we just go for it. And I have dedicated time in the week where I do exactly as you've just described. It's almost like I'm putting myself in a flotation tank in terms of switching off my senses. There's no new input. I've either got music, like super calm meditation music in my ears if there's any noise around me. I'm super comfortable with what I'm wearing, whether I'm lying down or whether I'm meditating. It's literally switching the computer off that's processing data. And you're absolutely right. You know, people come to say to us, well, I don't have time to do that. But the thing is what I've learned is when I am refreshed and I'm in a place to take action and do what I know needs to be done, I'm so much more effective and productive when I'm in the space and I'm in the flow to do that. I achieve so much more, and I show myself just how much I can rely on myself. But it's all to do with making sure that I am rested and that I can actually be that person and be reliable when I need to call upon myself. And the analogy of the car is so good, because if we are ragging a car with our foot to the floor, you know, if we do that for a week, and then after that week, we then expect the car to want to perform. We want it to do its best, and we want to rely on this car. We can't do that because we've exhausted the system within the car. So it is literally about pacing and switching our senses off so we can recuperate, and then trusting that we're going to be everything that we need ourselves to be when the actions and all the work needs to be done.
Yes, I like how you said that, that we expect that we're just going to be able to perform. And that's absolutely true. When the gas runs out of the car, it's not going to go. And, you know, this is something that we have to understand as sensitive people. We talk about it a lot in the community. Even if you're somebody that's having anxiety attacks, panic attacks, depression, anxiety in general, if you're feeling really emotionally reactive to things, and having a hard time regulating yourself, this is a sign that your nervous system is overloaded. And there's absolutely something that you can do about it. That's what we want to make sure we're saying right now. And when there's a lot of challenges going on, you need to do this even more, not less. And I want to turn to a couple of comments and questions that have come into the chat, because I think that these are really great for us to discuss right now. I like how Jill is saying that she's been doing this more, kind of recharging her battery this past month, and it's been so helpful. And I've noticed that, Jill, that in your comments and stuff in the community, that you are in a place that's more positive. You're in a place that feels refreshed, clear, centered. These are the things that we need. And Debbie's asking, would working out be considered downtime? So if it's part of your downtime, this is my professional opinion, having worked with a lot of HSPs. Some HSPs do view like going for a jog or something like that as a time to really process and clear their head, and that's something that really makes them feel good afterwards. Then yes, it can be a part of that. So how you determine what type of downtime to take has a lot to do with how you feel afterwards. You're looking for, the ultimate result is that you're looking for landing in a place where you notice that your body softens. You notice that motor in your brain has slowed down, that it's not, you know, moving at a thousand miles an hour. And I do recommend time in nature. I do recommend journaling, and I do recommend meditation and mindfulness training. These are things that are incredibly helpful. And hopefully people know I have a bunch of free meditations on this podcast itself that are really helpful for HSPs. And I love what Jolynn says. This is my wake-up call. Thank you. I've been struggling to fill everyone else's needs, and I've been neglecting myself again. I fall apart every time. It's absolutely burnout. It's totally crash. I've totally crashed. Good analogy. Yes, Jolynn, you are talking in the voice of many HSPs. It is our default setting to take care of everybody else around us, and then we get to ourselves if there's time. And I will tell everybody listening right now, that will not work. If you are an HSP, that will not work. We need to put our wellness and our balance and our self-care, which is about slowing down that nervous system container. We need to do that before we're going to be well, and then we can take care of everybody else. So this is really something we have to shift completely. Right, Willow?
Yes, absolutely right. Absolutely. And it ties really in nicely with this focus on challenge right now. Because we absolutely have to pick carefully the challenges that we are going to process. So if we're out helping everyone and we're thinking of everyone else and we're putting our own needs last, that is choosing to take on lots of mini challenges in our hearts and minds that we then begin to process deeply. Then we want to fix things for people. We want to make people's lives easier. There's beautiful intention within us to want to help and make everyone's lives much easier. It's coming from a place of love. Sometimes it's coming from a place of fear if we don't feel safe ourselves, unless everyone else around us we feel is safe or fixed in a certain way. So we've got to remember that as soon as we take on some kind of challenge, our deep ability to process is going to start processing very deeply. So it's almost like spinning a plate and putting that plate on a stick and it's spinning there on the ground. As soon as we take on another challenge, whatever it may be, whether it's other people in our lives or we start to consider the global situation, we start to worry about, is there going to be enough loo roll? We start to think about, is my job safe? some of those things, of course, we have to be processing and considering, but we've got to choose, consciously choose, which of these plates am I going to keep spinning? Because if you've got 15 plates spinning in front of you, you've got to remember that the depth of processing that is going into keeping those plates spinning is exhausting for us. So choosing our challenges is very, very important. We are super resilient. We can, it's incredible the strength, the inner strength that we have as HSPs. Much more so, I think, than people without the trait. And we kind of forget that sometimes. We think we're sensitive. We compare that with weakness. And actually, we're incredibly resilient and strong inside. But we've got to pick our challenges. We've got to make sure that we are using our energy in the right way to make sure that we are taken care of, to make sure we can then be of use in the world.
Yes, 100% agree with you about that HSPs actually are incredibly resilient. And a lot of people have been asking me, it's like, how do you think HSPs are doing right now? And, you know, in the midst of this pandemic and unrest and everything that's happening in the world. And I've said very clearly, because I've seen a very clear line between the two. There's two paths right now. There's one path that HSPs are taking, who are actually intentionally doing tools, using tools, developing tools, practicing this self-care, really understanding that this isn't a luxury, that this is a medical necessity to do. And these are the HSPs that are developing these really strong resiliency. And then there's the other path of HSPs that aren't doing anything. But the fact that you're listening to this right now means that you are doing something. So that excites me, that people are listening, that they are taking in what we're saying. I love what Diane just wrote. She says, for me, I've used an analogy about being like a supercomputer that needs to reboot several times a day. Love that, Diane. Yes, we have supercomputer brains, absolutely. And they do need to be, they need to be turned off sometimes, well, actually daily, as an intention and conscious practice. In order to be, you know, to be strong again, to be able to reboot and to start again with everything that you're taking in. And Craig's asking, what are some ways that the body tells us we need to meditate, take downtime, etc.? So one of the things that I recommend, that's a great question, by the way, Craig, is that this is something, a practice that we actually need to do every day, that we don't wait until our body is telling us to do it. Now, if our body's telling us, like, oh my gosh, you know, like for me, I might feel incredible fatigue. I might feel irritability. I might get sick. These are things that start to happen if I'm not taking enough time in. But this is a practice that, again, you're going to hear me use the ladder analogy. We need to keep doing little steps every day, because sometimes we get knocked down with different things that are going on. But if you're using this as an intentional practice every day, imagine the energy tank that you're creating. If you think about, if you had an energy tank inside of you, is it, you know, do you have energy, or is it something that you've been knocked down for many years, and then taking 2 hours is not going to fix it? So this really has to be something that we do every day, mindfulness practice, being aware of what we're doing and how we're taking care of ourselves, asking ourselves every day. This is where I say, go into the bathroom. You know, we do that several times a day. Every time you go in there, you're asking yourself, how am I doing and what do I need? So you're building that ability to pay attention and listen, because we want to listen when our body is whispering. We don't want to wait until it's screaming.
Very good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's right. That's absolutely right. And unfortunately, you know, many of us leave it until our bodies are screaming. I think for many of us, we think, wow, I've got this trait. I'm highly sensitive. I've got to double my work time. I've got to double my efforts. I've got to be a perfectionist. I've got to force myself to get things done. I've got to show everyone that I'm worthy. You know, there's it's actually the other way around. It's actually that because we have this trait, it gives us the intelligence to be able to use our time really cleverly and with intention. And so you know, taking these time to recuperate is so important. And it is a really good question, you know, how can we, what are the signs? For me, the signs for me is when I can feel my neurotransmitters have tired. That sounds like, you know, that sounds quite technical, but how that feels like for me is I can't think as clearly, like I can't process information. So if I'm emailing or I'm doing something, I can feel this kind of, this pressure and this closing in my head where I've just been thinking for too long. And as soon as I feel like that, I know I have to take a break. If I continue to work or if I can continue to push, which is what I'm coming to here, there is this sort of tendency that we have to push. It's like, I feel a bit tired, but I'm going to drive on and I'm going to keep going. I find whenever I do that, I'm not productive, I'm not effective, I'm not being particularly useful for myself or the people around me. So as soon as we can feel the cues in our body, you know, we have such an intimate experience of the feelings in our body. So it's when things stop working properly or when we get that feeling of tire, it's recognizing the cues and then just going outside in nature and just resetting. And this analogy of switching off the supercomputer is brilliant. That's exactly what we need to do. We just need to reset. And often that's changing it's interrupting what we're doing and going out, resting, doing something different.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I think we have a tendency by default to take care of ourselves after we've fallen apart, instead of before. And this is a huge one. So this is where we're going to see conflict in relationships. You know, if we're feeling off center, off balance, everything that our partner does is going to start annoying us because we're feeling like we're so depleted. And resentment comes when it's connected to depletion and fatigue. So there's going to be a lot of things that happen. And actually, if we wait until we fall apart, or we wait until we've had a big argument with our partner, or something's gone wrong at work, something's gone wrong in general, then we have to clean up what went wrong. And that takes a lot of energy to do that. But imagine if we could start doing this in a way where we're conscious of it every day, we're listening to those whispers, because your body is definitely giving you messages. But if you're someone who has never slowed down, you might not even know what those messages feel like until they are screaming at you, which is why it's important to practice meditation to slow down that nervous system, to slow down that motor in the brain. And mindfulness is great too, with just, you know, being able to, when you're even just walking through the house, you know, walking to the bathroom, walking into the kitchen, you're washing the dishes, whatever it is, bring a mindfulness into it, where you're really remembering, like, okay, how am I doing? You know? So now for me, for example, I can do that regularly. And I'm so aware of what those whispers are, because I've been listening for a long time now. I didn't used to be aware of them until I really fell apart. But now I can pay attention, and it can even just be this little signal inside of me that's like, huh, you know, what is that? Like, that doesn't feel good. Something's bothering me and I don't know what it is. Let me explore. Let me check in with that inner child and find out what that is. And by listening and asking, I'm going to find out. And I'm going to do that with an intentional loving kindness, to be nice to myself. This is huge for HSPs. We've got to be loving, supportive friends with ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, that is the absolute basis to self-care, is that it's recognizing the incredible people that we are as HSPs and honoring that, thinking, wow, this ability that I have to process the world in the way I do is amazing. I have so much to give, I have so much to share, and I totally deserve to look after myself. I can remember starting work with one of my mentors, and he immediately helped me to understand the advantages of my sensitivity, or my sensory intelligence, as I call it. And whenever I would veer from that, he'd get so angry with me, not angry as in that he would overreact, but he would snap me out of it. He would stop me on my thought pattern as I would start to talk or overprocess. And he would just snap me back into reminding myself of my value. It's like, Willow, come on, you know, you have this ability, you're doing this work, you have these gifts. You need to be remembering this as a foundation to why we are going about being careful with ourselves and having that level of self-care. It's because we are so worth it. you know, it's through that as a foundation that leads to then having self-care that makes us that much more effective in the world. And then we get that feedback from life that, yes, wow, I really have something very, very valuable to share here.
Yes, listening, being aware of it. We have such a beautiful awareness as HSPs, more than the majority. And that ability to know when something's off, when it's not quite where we want it to be, that doesn't feel right. Craig and Becca M. are wondering about, they said earlier, Craig said earlier, you mentioned challenge in nutrition. Can you talk more about that? And I when I was talking about the sort of the muscle building analogy, when we've gone through challenge, we need to take care of ourselves in particular ways. Just like we would, you know, it's so easy for us to think about this in terms of a physical thing. Like if we had, you know, twisted our ankle or something like that, it's very easy for us to go, okay, my ankle's twisted. I know I need to take care of it now in a particular way. But when it's something that's internal inside of us, it's harder for us to kind of grasp that that also needs care. Emotional wounding needs care. And depletion needs care, and all of these things. And nutrition can be a part of it, definitely, for a lot of HSPs. I mean, we can be very sensitive to what we're eating and what we're doing. And are we giving ourselves good nutrition? Are we taking care of ourselves? Are we paying attention if something is impacting us in a certain way? You know, are we eating something that's making us get bloated, or that's causing us to have a skin rash or whatever it is? I mean, there are things that we have to pay attention to as sensitive people. And I also want to say too, though, that we've seen this a lot. I've seen this so much now in my research of HSPs, that if you are actively doing self-care on a daily basis and you are doing the right amount, where you're actually draining out what's in that nervous system container, you're going to be surprised that health conditions actually improve. But if you're not doing it, health conditions worsen. Think about that. We know that. We can develop all kinds of illnesses, chronic conditions as a result of constantly, you know, releasing stress hormones and being depleted and exhausted and not sleeping well and all of that. And even just this buildup inside of us, like we were talking in the community recently about someone who shared that they had a panic attack. And something that I found really amazing when I was working with a lot of HSPs in psychotherapy was that HSPs that came to me with panic attacks, it was so amazing to me that by talking about and uncovering what's in these sort of stress containers inside of us, when we actually figured out what they were, talked about them, found some solutions around them, and cared for ourselves in the right ways, the panic attacks went away. And this was exciting for me to see that. And I saw this with every single client, and they would come back if the person would drop the self-care.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing. It's such important wisdom that you're sharing right there, Julie. And, you know, in this context of how to support ourselves and look after ourselves through challenge and anxiety, certainly is something that, you know, we must be on top of as HSPs, and having these wonderful, you know, wonderful tools and techniques in place to help us process and help us to manage anxiety is so key. When those two words were mentioned there, challenge and nutrition, I'd like us just to consider for a moment the value of challenge. And actually, I'm going to just switch it round for the moment and actually invite us to consider how nutritious challenge actually is. And what I mean by that is, where I have gone through periods of my life, especially as an entrepreneur, I mean, that I tell you, there is no faster track to personal development than having your own business, especially.
Sorry, I just have to agree with you on that one.
Right? I mean, it's like you're right in the arena. You know, there's no messing about. It's like either you're all in or it's not, you know, it's not going to work. And so what I have found is through my you know, through my life as an entrepreneur within business, there would have been, there have been, I mean, I've, you know, this is a, this has been, it's been many years for me now, but there's been periods during that where I've just been so stuck with things where it's like, well, you know, why isn't this working? It just, it just feels like I've, you know, this challenge, this monster of a challenge is all around me, just in this fog of challenge. And I cannot fathom, you know, what, it, why, like, why can't things be easier? And every single time without fail, I have learned and grown as a result of that particular challenge that has been presented with me, whether it's about how I'm creating particular models in my business, how I am conducting my sessions or my workshops or the material that I'm creating, whatever it is, if there's a cash flow issue, whatever it is, every single time there is a learning in there for me. And when I get the right support, the right facilitation, and I allow the healing to take place, I come out stronger every single time without fail. And so I think when we're able to consider challenge in this way, when we just stop and think ourselves, okay, I'm being challenged right now. What am I being, what, where is the growth here? How can I draw from this challenge? Where is the nutrition in this challenge to help me to grow and develop, to stand on the next platform, to do whatever I need to do next?
Oh, I like that. Nutrition and challenge. That's an awesome way to think about it. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is so important for those of us that are trying to build and grow businesses. Rona has actually made a great comment on the subject of challenges shape our purpose. This is exactly what I've been working on and want to share what I've learned in some way to support others by building my own business. Absolutely. This is something that's so, I know Willow and I is just a big part of our passion is to help HSPs in business and to be able to really, to know that, yes, this is exactly right. That, that, that if you're wanting to have a business or grow a business like online right now, really the niche often is, you know, we look at and find based on what we've been through, what we've learned ourselves, and how we've either developed tools or how we've gotten to where we've gotten to because of those challenges. That's what makes you so important. And this is why we really want to empower sensitive people who want to start businesses to do it, because I believe we can be amazing in business. And I love, Willow, that you are a part of my course of how to grow a heart-centered online business, and that we're going to be answering questions. I'm super excited about that. For anybody that's building a business, we're going to, Willow and I are going to be answering questions directly through the Sensitive Empowerment Community to help you, because we want to help you succeed. We want to help you grow these online businesses and understand that these challenges are actually gifts, because they're going to be very valuable to you in your business, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, I'm so pleased you brought this up, because this was a piece that I really wanted to touch on. I couldn't remember what it was until you just said that. And it's fascinating that, yes, the particular challenges that life has given us, as in our particular journey, especially as HSPs, it makes us an expert in a particular area. So in other words, well, if I say, well, of all the session, all the facilitations I do with HSPs, that we always identify a particular fascination or interest in a certain area of life that typically comes as challenge, but when it's reframed, it's like, actually, wow, I'm realize I'm an expert in this field. And Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins right now, you know, they're doing so much focus on knowledge-based business. It's like, you know, turn your mess into a message.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? When we actually really consider this, when we look back over our lives, we, especially as HSPs, we'll identify, it's like, okay, life seems to be challenging me a lot in this particular area. It's like, hang on a minute, I know loads about this. And when we are considering business, our ideal clients are typically a version of ourselves, and we are a little bit further ahead. Yeah, and you know, we're typically a little bit further ahead than a lot of people that are on the same path as us, and we can give them so much value in supporting them within the challenge that we are a particular expert in, as a result of how our life has trained us in this area.
Oh my goodness. I love that what you said, that our clients are often versions of ourselves. That is so, so true. And sometimes we are a little bit further ahead. That is very true. And that's a great way of looking at it too. I've often thought of it like that, but it's like, okay, there's this big jungle out there. I've been on several of these paths on my own with other HSPs. I have a good sense of which path works because I've been out there in that jungle. You know, I know what anxiety feels like. I know what depression feels like. I know what it feels like to be knocked down by criticism, to have judgment, to lack self-love and self-compassion. I know all those things. And I also know now where my life is because I've developed these abilities to manage all of this, to take better care of myself. It's been my absolute mission. And now, because I know how to do that and it's worked so well for me, I want to help other people do that. And so this is where heart-centered business really comes from, isn't it, Willow? It's like this place, it's from our heart because we care, we know what it's like. And for anybody that's wanting to, I mean, I know a lot of people want to start online businesses right now because of everything that's going on in the world. And I really believe HSPs can be incredibly successful in these areas. And we have to manage certain things and in order to be successful. And so if you're, you know, being able to be guided by somebody that's a little bit further along on that path, it doesn't mean that they're better than you. It doesn't mean that anything is perfect, because I'll tell you right now that nobody walks around being perfect, and businesses are not perfect. People are not perfect, but what we do is we keep trying our best and we keep building and we keep evolving. And I know for myself and you too, Willow, our businesses have evolved a lot over the years. And for me, it's really evolved from a need that I see that the community has. That's how I even developed this course. I never really saw myself as developing a course like this, but I also recognized that through my own, hurdles and challenges over the last few years in business, that I've learned a lot as a sensitive person, and being able to talk about it in a particular way where you're bringing in and just like you do, Willow, with your work, it's like when you're taking into account the fact that you do have this trait of high sensitivity, that's important to understand about yourself on a personal level and in your business.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely. And we are really well designed for business, HSPs. We are natural coaches, consultants, healers, creative entrepreneurs. And when we consider our particular expertise in life, the reason it's so important for us to share that is because of the level of competence that we have in that particular area. And it really is a matter of owning that, of actually thinking, hang on a minute, you know, what is my area of fascination in life? What is it that I'm constantly processing and thinking? What is my go-to thing that I'm always trying to help other people with? And it's so important to recognize that because we have been in that journey and we've been in that conversation within our own hearts for so long, it means that there is this level of competence, and that's why people come to us. That's, you know, that's how we recognize that there is a particular problem we can solve, which is all a business is. It's just simply solving a particular problem that someone else has that we can provide value and service around that particular area. And when we tune in and consider, all of us as HSPs have a personal level of competence that desperately, desperately needs to be shared in the world, and especially with the ideal clients that are our versions of ourselves.
Isn't it exciting to think about the fact that our challenges actually do help others? You know, that excites me. It's like my challenges in my past, I think about this a lot, in fact, because I remember, and I know some people listening are at this stage of their journey, and you might be thinking that like you're just feeling broken, or you're feeling like you're a mess, or you're feeling like you can't do everything that you need to do in the world. I remember being at that place. And I actually, when I was in that place, would never have thought that I could be in the place that I am right now, where not only am I living in an alignment with what honors my life, but I'm also able to support and take care of my family and support and take care of my community. And I never would have thought I could be at that place. And I still have these aha moments all the time of just like, oh my gosh, like I never would have thought all those challenges would actually be gifts to me today.
Yes, exactly right. Absolutely. I'm reminded of that on a daily basis. It's through the persistence of knowing that challenges are going to make us stronger. And it's, you know, there is that beautiful expression, all is well and getting better, all is well and getting better. And it's, you know, it's that sort of commitment and persistence of developing and coming through challenge. It's what enables us to give what we give. And, you know, I feel it so much when I'm working with HSPs, like, you know, for personally, and I know many of us have come through some, you know, very, very difficult and challenging childhoods. And sometimes it feels like, you know, that I've come from this sort of fire and brimstone and confusion of my earlier life. And I've, you know, I've managed to kind of up level through my own personal facilitation and inner work. And I've, you know, I've reached a pace of understanding. Of course, I will always be developing. But sometimes it feels like I'm extending my hand down to HSPs, similar HSPs to me that I know that I can help. And it's almost like showing, if you put your foot there and just put this, you can come out of that fire and brimstone. You can come up to this amazing, beautiful view up here, because it's possible and it's available. But it's only through my own personal challenge of stepping up the rock face and kind of knowing that this place of, you know, sanctitude is there, and trusting myself that I can get there. It's through that personal commitment and growth that I now am able to do what I do. It's all through the challenges I've faced.
Isn't that such a beautiful thing? Absolutely so true too. And I mean, our challenges really do shape our purpose. Both of us are saying that from such a place in our hearts. And I know that, and I know that for myself, that my purpose, my calling has been unveiled through the avenue of my challenges. And that's exactly how I got to where I am today. And to be able to be in a place now where I can help people through that jungle and share the paths that I know work for HSPs, it's one of the most beautiful experiences of my life. And I really want that for other HSPs. And it's something that I've known for years. I know the value of HSPs. I know what it means to become empowered and what happens to you when you do. And I love that you're listening to this podcast and listening to us. And I love hearing from you guys. It really is the best part of my day when I get messages that something that we've said has supported you. It's really a wonderful thing. I really appreciate that you're working hard out there and through these challenges that we're all going through. But I really believe in you, and I know that you can reach your goals and your dreams. And what's so beautiful about this in general is that in most cases, HSPs who kind of come up to these places and start forming these businesses or start helping people in certain ways, it's like amazing, because that ends up being what we want. Like we have something inside of us that wants to help others. And we just have to remember, we have to start with ourselves. Cannot skip yourself in this process. It is going to be your foundation in everything that you experience in your life, in your family life, in your personal life, in your business life, all of it. The foundation is your wellness and building and developing tools through challenges. Because then you can reach your purpose.
Beautiful. Wow. Fantastic. I couldn't agree more. Absolutely right. And I think, you know, from these beautiful pieces that we're discussing and sharing today, and the importance of self-care and, you know, recognizing that need in ourselves, to take away from this episode is around, you know, understanding that challenges, we will come through the challenges. You know, personally, we come through challenges. And just to recognize as well that what's happening globally in the world right now, I promise you, we will come through this. And we will come through this stronger, with more awareness and more tools for the future. It will make us stronger. And there is a reason that we're going through this. I can't emphasize that more strongly. So please hang in there, guys, and just recognize that there is something greater at work here, exactly in the same way that there is in ourselves. And as long as we persist and just stay true to ourselves, it will all make sense and we will all come through as a result.
Beautifully said, and I agree. We can become so strong through this, and I know that we're stronger together. And I hope that you've been listening to all the different episodes that we've done. There's so many gems in these conversations. I love what Sarah just said. Thanks, Julie and Willow. I always love these talks. The dynamic between you is something special. We feel it too, don't we, Willow?
Oh, we do. I'm so great. I honor it so much. I really do.
Oh, such a beautiful time to be with you all. I just love it. And I hope you guys will join us next week too. We'll be doing this live business event in the community. So if you're starting or growing a business, come join us, because we want to help you succeed in everything that you're doing as an HSP. So continue to take really good care of yourselves. Please share this podcast with other HSPs so that they can also grow. We will grow together. Come join the Sensitive Empowerment family. We are just, it's such a magical place to be, and we just love being together. Thank you, Willow, and thank you everyone for being with us live. We just love you, and we will see you in the community. Take good care of yourselves out there. You can go to hsppodcast.com to learn more about me and Willow and all the episodes that we have for you. Take good care of yourselves out there. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye for now. Bye-bye.
You can take my free sensitivity quiz and find all my HSP tools and resources at sensitiveconnection.com.
To register for the next masterclass on how to make your shift into high sensory intelligence, visit inluminance.com. Please leave us a voice message if you have a question or comment for us to be included in a future episode. Just click the voice message button in the show notes, introduce yourself, tell us where you're from, and record up to 60 seconds. We love hearing from you.
And please share this episode to help others. And take extra good care of yourself out there. Bye-bye, everybody.